Welcome.
Dan Levitard, if we're really being honest about it, it's just a giant piece of shit.
To the Big Suey.
Bald Eagles.
A podcast exclusive that none of our bosses asked for.
More sports.
More work. Less pay.
I haven't stopped talking in a month. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Just when you thought the show couldn't be more diluted. Bam.
Last time I listened to this show.
I haven't listened for years.
Now here's the marching band to nowhere.
Am I missing something? What am I missing?
The end of the story.
Fat face.
Chris Fallick.
It's Felica. You made him a penis.
And the habitual liar.
I didn't ask for any of it.
You asked for all of it.
The Big Suey.
I'm Chris Cody, BSPN.
Anyone else feeling kind of apocalyptic today? A little bit apocalyptic. Maybe you're hopeful, or maybe this is our last show ever because we're all going to be dead tomorrow. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald is in with us.
Everyone except Brady.
That's right. Brady will continue beyond all of us. He will be the last one standing. I'm curious because I was not here yesterday, and I am going to reject any strong opinions, but I am curious about how you guys talked about Tua, because I believe that that is a game that provides you no illumination whatsoever, either way, good or bad, that you can't do anything with that other than say you're happy if you're a Dolphin fan because they won, and point out that Tua has now won as many games as Herbert has. You guys like to measure the quarterbacks based on victories. Herbert keeps losing while throwing the ball all over the place. Tua goes out there and wins, but I don't see how you can make any sort of assessment.
We had the discussion. We discovered Chris is a liar. I asked Chris, would you have rather had a game 31-30 like Herbert had, where you lose the game but you know you have your quarterback for the next 10 years, or have the game that you actually had where you answered a lot of questions, but not the question, is Tua good?
What questions did you answer?
They're a good team. They have a good foundation. They're in the playoff hunt. Brian Flores might be the coach that stood next to Bill Belichick and learned something from Bill Belichick. All those things are good things, and they have draft picks.
Dan, Stugatz was all over the place yesterday. He said Herbert's better than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't deal with these people right now. I mean, they're building up this Herbert guy just to mess with me. They're shoving him in my face. I agree with you completely, Dan. We didn't learn much about Tua. We still got Tua in the chamber, and we're all good. Everything's good right now.
In Stugatz's defense, he projected Herbert over Jackson. You made him choose. Right now, you got to pick one for the future. He went with Herbert.
I did.
And Herbert's been pretty awesome. But, Dan, we really struggle to talk about it. Other than just being excited, that's a great win for the Miami Dolphins. They found a coach. It was supposed to be Tua Day. I think it became Brian Flores Day.
I think there are some interesting things, right? Because I don't know how many people are talking about this in terms of the analysis of the team. But the thing they do best is cover people. Their corners are really good. And when you talk about Howard and Jones, you're talking about fewer than 14 points a game, two turnovers a game, yard per attempt is less than 6 yards, and the passer rating is 61.5 when they're playing. Their corners are exceptional. If you can cover people, it alters the entirety of your defense. They are an above-average football team. They've won their last three games in convincing fashion. The thing that I wanted to ask you guys about, and Cody, maybe you can help me with this because you're a guy who's been picking games in the paper for a long time. How is it possible that when I check in with the ESPN experts before that game on their prediction, that I see on ESPN.com them going 0 for 10 because all 10 of them are picking? Not one is picking the Dolphins when the Dolphins are a 3.5-point dog at home and the other team is flying across the country. Like, how is it possible that nobody picks the Dolphins in that game when they're a small dog at home?
Yeah, that was weird to me as well. And I did pick Miami. It was my upset of the week, and I nailed it. And I'm not bragging because I'm having a tough season. I think I'm a couple of games over 500 against the spread, and it's been a very rough year. But the Dolphins, this is not prisoner of the moment stuff. The Dolphins were a good defense before Sunday. They were third in the league in scoring defense. They've been very solid all year. They tend to give up a lot of yards, but not many points. And on the Tua thing,
though. Oh, Jesus, Greg.
It's early.
I apologize.
Yeah, I'm riding the gain on him, too. He's doing this thing where he's not muting his microphone, so I hear all the sounds coming out of his body, so I'm making sure to take it out of the program for you guys.
Listen, it's early. The climate has changed. I understand.
Ooh, but yes. Is it good whistling weather?
Yes.
Stugatz was complaining that it's cold. It's November, and Stugatz was complaining that it's cold
nippy. It's nippy.
It's
nippy.
It's cold today. Yeah,
in the air.
Windbreaker.
Mike, do me a favor. Find what the temperature is. Okay, thank you. He says to everyone.
Appreciate the support.
He's wearing a hoodie.
Please look up the temperature today, because so many of the people listening to this are actually and really cold.
Right now it's 74. There'll be a high of 81.
Yeah. That's insane. State of emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me cold. It was cold chilly last night.
I let the car run for a couple of minutes before I drove.
I tucked my jeans into my shoes.
Good.
I made hot chocolate.
Iced the driveway.
I am looking at Stugatz right now. There you go. It's okay. You tried. I am looking at Stugatz right now. And honest to God, like, this is a lot of fun. He couldn't have been this radiant yesterday. He's happy to have me here because he could go max asshole. Like, he's already.
Asshole.
He's just like maximum asshole. And he seems just a great deal happier to have his security blanket here.
Masshole.
I was happy yesterday. I do enjoy doing the show with you more than not. I don't know how
because
you feel.
Because you have to do less.
Well, in part, yes. I also get to be max asshole when you're here, and I do like being max asshole.
Heavier lift for Stugatz yesterday than most normal days that you're out there.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, Gatsy. You did okay.
Thank you. Listen, I am fine with okay. I'll take it. Yep.
Guys, the AQI today is 36. We're getting dangerously close to the 50 number.
We covered this yesterday. I know a lower number is good, but that seems higher than it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So it is higher than it was yesterday.
What's a bad number?
Well, 500 is the worst number.
You can have a 5. I thought this was a scale from 0 to 100.
Mm-mm. 500. 38. We're still in the good green here, but we're inching closer to the 50, which is where you don't want to be. Then you're out of good.
Cody, will you spend the entire evening in front of your television, old school style, even though this is the weirdest year of our lives, it's the weirdest election of our lives, and nothing is probably going to be decided tonight because of all the votes they're going to have to count by mail in the coming days and weeks?
Yes. Yes is the short answer. From 7 p.m. until probably 2 a.m., I will be transfixed, glued to the cathode ray tube, absolutely.
Even as
this is like a national holiday to me.
What's
election night?
What's going on today? What's going on today? What's
well, this is the thing that I wanted to actually ask the you guys and the audience, because I want to put it on at Lebatard Show, Guillermo. Does anyone reading this right now, as I'm saying that they have to get out and vote, not know it's election day? Does a single person in America that I am speaking to right now, when I tell you to get out and vote, is anyone slapping their forehead, a single person, and being like, oh, that's today? I got to do that today? There's not a person, correct? There's not one person listening to me. I should say every segment to tell people to get out and vote, but everyone knows. They don't need my help, so I'm wasting my breath, right? There's no one. We cannot, with a coast-to-coast, sea-to-shining-sea radio show, we cannot get one extra person to vote, no matter how many times I say it.
Ryan Lochte.
Probably has no clue.
That is the guy.
Is he back in the U.S. yet? Do we know? Is he here? Okay.
Is he ever?
I don't know.
Stugatz, help me with something here, because I didn't know if it was real or not.
What's that?
Avery Williamson. Did you see what happened with him this weekend?
Was he traded?
Yeah,
he was
traded.
It's not just that he was traded. It's that he evidently is so happy to be out of New York that what I saw, and I don't know if it was photoshopped or if it was real, I saw him in full uniform on a corner of downtown New York, full Jets uniform with an umbrella and hitchhiking his way out of the city because he's headed to Pittsburgh. And I didn't know whether the picture behind him was real or not. Like, because
it's real. He posted it to his own Instagram.
So he got in uniform. Like, I don't know if you guys know this,
which in New York City probably has a level of danger to it, considering how they're playing.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, at any time, not just this
year. Well, but a lot of people could have assumed it was Halloween, right? That it was a Halloween.
No one would dress as a Jet for Halloween. It's dangerous.
One day
it's scary.
It was one day ago.
That's clever, though. The idea that he would do that, that is fun and funny.
Yeah, you excited for next Monday night? Patch Jets?
Oh, boy. I mean, we paid billions of dollars for Giants.
I was reading on this. Not only did we pay billions of dollars.
Not billions, a billion.
I read 2 billion. Yeah, but that's like more than anybody else. And we have one game, and it's often Patch Jets.
Uh-huh.
I guess you've mentioned it before that we're paying for wall-to-wall highlights, but everybody else must be laughing at that. They don't need wall-to-wall highlights at CBS.
ESPN, for those of you who do not know, yes, ESPN is paying a great deal more than the networks are. In the case of NBC, I think it's twice as much, although the reports
are Super Bowl.
That Disney is trying to get into the Sunday night football game now. And the reason that they do that isn't just to have football and isn't just to have a big thing on Monday night that gets, you know, millions of viewers. It's so that all of their programs can run all day highlights. And when you think about ESPN, this is a fairly amazing thing that I'm about to say here. For all the programming that ESPN has and makes, go ahead and give me the last hit show ESPN had. Like where somebody was like, that's a hit, that's special, that's a ratings monster, that is different.
Get up.
The Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Hit show, not a documentary. I'm talking about like one of the daytime Daily programming shows or yeah, the week.
Can I give you
show.
A nighttime programming? Because it feels as though SportsCenter with SVP is a bit of a hit.
Yes, that's done some ratings. Again, PTI a long time ago. But for all the programming we make, we don't make a lot of hit television shows. It's just the comfort food of you're walking past a television, a sports bar, and there are football highlights playing.
Playmakers. There you go.
Art of Conversation.
Yeah, that one really stuck.
There you go. Yeah.
I love comfort food, by the way. You said that like it was a bad thing. That's amazing.
Stugatz.
Of course you do.
Patrick Mahomes had more passing touchdowns Sunday than the Jets have had all year.
I know. Thanks. I mean,
all year.
Yep. They are. Listen, this is the perfect season.
Greg, how many sounds are you going to make?
Just mute your mic.
Mute yourself.
Greg, can you drink something? Like, how many different sounds are you going to make? Like, where we're going to have to go and put the audience through crawling through your digestive system.
I have an issue on my end that I was going to keep private, but the fact of the matter is my cursor is not working right now, so I am literally unable to mute myself.
Wait a second.
I apologize.
No, there's gotta
Are
be
you
a,
okay?
Hold this
on.
Is
it's
great.
Been going on for 10 minutes. I don't know what to do about it. I cannot unmute myself.
You know you have the mute button on your top of your microphone that you always accidentally hit. Like there is another way to mute yourself.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Greg,
isn't there like some sort of control Z or something on this thing that you can do to mute yourself that you don't need a cursor for?
Well, Christopher had the right idea that I could do it like this instead of with a cursor, but it's just another step to take.
No wonder I'm hearing every single noise coming out of your body.
And they're foul sounding, too. It's like,
I didn't realize you could hear any noises.
I'm worried about him.
Yeah, you've been worried about him. We're all worried about him. I'm just curious. This is the part that should worry you the most. The general shamelessness in him not having any feel bad at all about just how consistently he gets in the way with things like that. We're trying to do a national radio show, and he is sitting here, and he can't find his cursor, and we are figuring out how to do his cursor on air. Like, this stuff happens so often, it makes me wonder, like, you care at all about the fact that you just get in the way with the most simple things sometimes and prevent us from being able to do the show in a meaningful way that doesn't stop?
Well, if the reason it doesn't bother me that much is that I can find my cursor. I'm looking at it right now. It's on the lower corner of my screen. Mm. But when I do my touchpad, the cursor does not move. So I don't know what I can do about this. I know you're cursing me over my cursor, but there's just nothing I can do about it.
So I have in front of me some Browns stats. This is from Ben Volen.
It's not necessary, really.
Right. I'm glad we passed right over the Jets-Chiefs stats. Yeah. Thank you.
In fact, I enjoyed yesterday. It's the first time all season that the Browns have lost, and really no one's talking about it. So I'm good. You don't have to go there, man.
Only because we had Tua to talk about. That's why.
Is it Tua, or did everyone kill Lamar Jackson yesterday, like not caring at all that his left tackle is missing? And I don't believe the Titans – Have the Titans won since their since?
Well, I did. I did
they've
notice.
They've lost two straight.
Perhaps I noticed a
but
bit.
But since their left tackle went out, have they won a game? They,
I mean, who? The Ravens?
The Titans.
Oh, the Titans? Taylor Lewan? No, they haven't won a game. Yeah, it's weird. No one was really talking about the Titans. It's almost as if they talk more about the Browns winning a close game against the Bengals than the Titans actually losing at the Bengals. But it's okay. Go ahead with your Browns stat. It's all right.
So this is the Browns stat, and it's from Ben Volen, and it is startling. So in the last 20 years, Stugatz, the league has 5,000 more touchdown passes than interceptions in the last 20 years.
Right.
In the last 20 years, the Browns have more interceptions than touchdowns. Like, I want you to understand how difficult that is when you're talking about the math of 5,000 more touchdowns than interceptions as the league. And that number would be higher if it weren't for the Browns throwing more interceptions in those 20 years than they have touchdowns. Basically, did Daniel Jones have 2-2 last night? Did he have 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions? He should have had a third interception.
He had 2-2 last night, yeah.
Yeah. Odd set on the heels of a game, Baker Mayfield did not throw an interception. That's right.
Was it really 6 drives that the Browns had all game?
Six
I didn't think
drives.
That was possible. Six. I didn't think
that
was
crazy.
Possible.
Yeah, there were, I believe, 13 drives in that entire football game.
So what happened there? The Raiders just held the ball on 15 and 16 play drives?
There were 40-mile-per-hour winds. The Raiders controlled both lines of scrimmage, and Baker Mayfield was not helped at all by his receivers. They had 5 drops. When you have 6 drives and 5 drops, that's pretty backbreaking. Threw a nice ball to Jarvis Landry. Landry, who struggled to catch the ball this year, dropped it. Tough loss. Injuries caught up to Cleveland. We dust ourselves off. Bye week. Miles Garrett is okay, everybody. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers.
Yep.
We'll be back with the Texans after the bye.
You're 5-3, Mike. You'll take it as a Browns fan.
Oh, my God. On pace for 10 wins? Are you kidding me?
The Raiders rushed, Dan, for 208 yards. The Browns rushed for 101 yards. That was the difference. No one was throwing the ball in that way.
Offensive line banged up. Kareem Hunt is hurt. He's out there playing, doing his best. Nick Chubb comes back after the bye. We're good, baby. We all right.
I'll tell you guys a funny story here because, Stugatz, you guys know I don't play fantasy, and we were talking here the other day with Method Man in the studio, and he asked me for some fantasy advice, and he asked me, I don't play at all, and I told him I don't play, I'm not interested
right.
in that, but he asked me, and I don't know what kind of fantasy league he's got, he asked me to choose between Higgins and Slayton, which just made me sad.
Oh, wow.
And so... Mike Ryan, because he's a fantasy guy, okay, and because Higgins has said that he's so close to Baker Mayfield that it feels like his mama gave birth to Baker Mayfield. That's what Higgins says about their connection. I don't know what Slayton did last night, but
it was more than Higgins.
Sure that he did more than Higgins after Mike Ryan. I simply went with Mike Ryan. Mike Ryan was basically rooting for Higgins just so he wouldn't look like a shit-stained Method Man.
Nice game. 5 for 56. And he was targeted 9 times, so he's got to help with that efficiency. But Slayton decidedly better than Hollywood Higgins.
Higgins 1 for 14, so.
Yeah. I unloaded on the over 3 catches. And then I was like, that's windy.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, you can't plan for 45 mile per hour winds.
Well, how'd you not know that the weather? I mean,
I found out at kickoff time when I saw Dan Carson's kick hit me in the face.
That's the part that I hate when it happens. When you bet a bunch of overs, then you go to the game and it's snowing.
Wait a minute. So you don't check temperatures before making any of your bets?
I feel pretty safe.
What a terrible surprise.
Look,
that is.
That is the
wait
worst.
A minute. Wait a minute. Let me think about this for a second.
Everyone's done it.
It was terrible. Yeah, man.
So wait a minute.
I'll do that shit in December, but in October it's Halloween outside. I'm not expecting a wintry mix at 45 mile per hour wind.
I saw a Denver game the other day in the snow. So you turn on your television and you're like surprised by the fact that there's snow and wind out there.
Oh, I have taken over games at Mile High in my day. Back when it was Mile High, turn on the game and there's a blizzard outside.
So hold on a second. When you're betting overs and unders and you see a suspiciously low one, do you not think to yourself, it's November, it's chilly, I put a windbreaker on today, it's 74 degrees.
I only think opportunity.
I'll show you the text. My friend texted me. I asked him, what's the over under on Harrison Bryant receiving yards? He's like 32, and I all caps, gift 4 units. Fumbled on his first catch. Didn't do anything after that.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you often bet on games, tune in, and then suddenly realize to your horror that it's 40 mile per hour winds? Because that seems to be something that could happen to an amateur, somebody who's not paying attention, someone who's profoundly lazy about how they bet their money. Because I got to believe, Stugatz, that the gambler who is good at this does take into account weather conditions.
Who says we're good at this?
Yeah, exactly. I prefer not knowing. I don't know why. It's just I bet with my gut. And you're right. The guy who does this for a living, I hope that he's checking the weather.
It's weird. I'm genuinely great at betting soccer. I'm really good. And then I take all those winnings and I throw it in a garbage can and set the garbage can on fire because I'm not going to miss an NFL Sunday.
Do you want to make the joke that you were making before the show off air?
Oh, yes. Either? Guys, I know you've seen the news. All the numbers are in. We've been waiting on these results and very promising news that America has been waiting for. Christian Pulisic's scan was positive. We're good. He's only going to miss one game, it seems. Maybe the international break. America waited with bated breath for those results. I delivered them. Pulisic is okay.
I think when you say a scan was positive, I think a lot of people are going to end up positive right now is negative, is it not?
Yes.
Like positive,
yes.
To say anything is positive right now, except Ted Lasso is negative.
Oh, the creator of Ted Lasso joins us today. Need that energy, Dan. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Have you watched past episode one?
I have not yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I am going to get Apple TV Plus so that I can watch all of the episodes so I could watch the whole season. Cody, are you giving us anything in the way of television recommendations that you've been watching lately?
Well, I've been championing Ted Lasso. I think I was the first one to mention it on this air. It's brilliant, and I'm so thrilled to have that guy on the show today. It's I'm honored to be in the same vicinity as him. Are you kidding me?
Me too.
Not that I'm in the same vicinity, but no. You get my
point. You're not even close.
I'm honored to share oxygen with that, man.
Yeah. Right, Zagaki. Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Greg. When you're not making sounds into a microphone, you're just petering out on thoughts. Explain something to me, Greg, because I sometimes think that you feel like you're just talking to us as opposed to like doing radio. And so you just sort of peter out. You just run out of breath, run out of thoughts, right, and just careen into a ditch as opposed to like landing your thoughts in a way that would be, you know, you're entertaining people right now.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm not a big TV watcher, quite frankly. You know, I latch on to Ted Lasso because it was so brilliant and it's something new and something that really engaged me. But I don't watch much TV. I'm not a person who, you know, if you took my TV away from me for a year, it would not bother me in the least. So when you ask me, what am I recommending on TV lately? I'm recommending that you, you know, you turn off the TV once in a while for your own mental health.
Yeah, you'll be watching it till 2 a.m. tonight, right?
I will, yeah, because politics is different. Mm. I'm a junkie. But when it comes to, like, you know, episodes or series or whatever they're called, I'm not a big binge watcher at all.
It's funny that you should say that because yesterday, I want all of you to react to this. I know that Mike Ryan, I told him that it had happened, but my football analysis today is going to be based on nothing but highlights, which is not the best way to do this because my power yesterday or Sunday went out at 12:45 and didn't come back on till 6:45. So basically, all I saw basically was the end of Saints Bears. Like there was nothing left for me. And this is what I learned, which I did not know, which makes sense. DVR doesn't work if your power's down. DVR, like, it doesn't matter that you have the games so that you could watch them back. Like, put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Does your DVR work if your power is out?
I was texting with Dan on Sunday, and he mentioned that. And he's like, well, I plan to watch the games back on DVR. I'm like, I'm not sure that's how that one works, man.
It makes sense. I just hadn't considered it. I just thought there was
The power's out for that,
I know,
too.
Power's out. Everything's out.
Yes, I gathered.
Well,
I figured
we now
that
know.
Out. Yes.
For the future.
You should have came here and watched the games. I mean, it's right down the street. It's open.
That wouldn't have been sad at all. To sit in this studio by myself watching football games
by yourself. Are you not realizing what's going on out there?
I'm not even sure.
I think the governor mandated 17 people stay in the
studio. Is the Clevelander back open?
Not when we leave here, so I have no way of knowing. But I imagine they have outside dining. They do the thing where it kind of looks like Escape from New York out here with the cops still, and they still have those barricades. And I think that's just so they can close Ocean Drive so people can dine on Ocean Drive. So you'd have a better gauge of that than I.
That is why Ocean Drive is closed. I need some guidance here on this because this is our final week on ESPN News, but Mike was yammering before the show, Stugatz, and I think you need to listen to this, even though we're probably going to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a message from corporate that we are not...
Is there a werewolf somewhere? I mean,
sounds like a werewolf.
That's my dad's dog.
Oh, okay.
Greg,
sorry.
Can you mute yourself? Have we figured this one out?
No, I can't. Mm-hmm. And if well, hang on just a second.
What's the difference between a werewolf and just a wolf?
I think a werewolf has
werewolf
human...
is scarier.
Well, I also think a werewolf turns into a human, doesn't it?
Well, no, a human turns into
the
a
other
werewolf.
Way around it.
Well,
yeah.
Both ways. It's got to go back. It doesn't just turn into a werewolf. It goes back
maybe
to being
the lichens.
A human.
One starts somewhere. You know?
I think the lichens may have started as werewolves and turned into humans.
What if it started as a werewolf? Then it turns into a human being. They're not just werewolves
those are
all
lichens,
the time.
I think.
By definition,
I Googled this.
Werewolves are super strong, whereas wolves only have ordinary strength.
So Nikola Petkovic was a werewolf.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Again, I also think that a wolf doesn't have the ability to go and back and forth between being a man and not a man. And I also think that a wolf is real as opposed to a werewolf, which doesn't exist.
I know there's
well,
a
we
lot
just
of,
heard a werewolf.
There have been a lot of mysterious disappearances, livestock. You do your research, especially in like the Midlands.
Cody, how do you feel when moments after I say to you, like, here you are ruining the show, that your contribution to the show is to sort of phlegmy spit into a microphone? I don't know. Let me see what's going on here.
I mean, I do have a werewolf and it was barking just now. I don't know what to say. The problem is I have a lot of foot traffic in front of my house and the wolf is not trained to just not respond to that, you know? So if somebody's walking a baby, the werewolf is gonna yap, you know?
Could all be alleviated if you were able to mute yourself though. And we have to find a solution for this before the national.
Well, hang on, let me experiment. I'm about to try to mute myself and then say something.
Hit one note, so we'll know when you mute yourself.
Why don't we do that?
Oh, you're muted.
You're muted.
It worked. Congratulations.
Final week on TV, you were saying. I'm sorry.
It's not the final week on
TV.
No,
well, this is the thing that I'm going to wrestle Mike to the ground on because he is saying that there is specific corporate wording as to how it is. They don't want to say that we are switching over to ESPN Plus.
We are not.
They don't want us to say that we're changing over.
Yes, we are not shifting. We are not switching. We are not moving.
I tell people we've been promoted to ESPN Plus.
That's great messaging. Yes. We will be available on ESPN Plus November 9th.
What is the point of that? I'm just curious. Like,
we are not moving.
I got you, but what is the point of...
I don't know. There were probably 17 chain emails as to why this is the point of all of this, but... We are not moving. We are not shifting. We are not switching. But we are available on ESPN Plus.
Understood, but all of those verbs are accurate. Are we going to be on ESPN News anymore after
I've
this
I've got
week?
No idea what will be on ESPN News come November 9th.
What I want to understand is why there was a meeting to waste everyone's time to tell them not to use the verb switching, moving, changing.
I think it's, well, just hearing you say it, sounds negative to me. Mm-hmm. Sounds like not a lateral move. Sounds certainly not like a promotion. The messaging is we are available on ESPN Plus. Available. Not switching, not moving, not off, not no longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
available.
Perhaps they don't have the exact plan in place. It doesn't matter. Just whatever Mike says, I think, is the way we go.
Yeah, if you're a single man and there's this high school crush of yours, when they switch to available marital status, that's an exciting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Available is exciting. And that's what we are. Available.
Okay. So I don't care very much about messaging, especially messaging I don't understand. But I'm just going to explain to the audience that we were not consulted on this, and no one asked me or us whether we should be charging you guys to watch us on ESPN Plus. So this is not a decision we're making.
Yeah, they also didn't check with me, and I am so offended. They don't do that, Dan. They don't. They don't.
No, but I'm just explaining to the audience that this is not something. It's not like we said yes, please do this. Yes, please reach in the customer's pocket. It's not our request. We're not getting anything from it. We're
so
not asking
negative.
For
reach
it.
Into the. No, we're available.
Right.
We're not reaching into anyone's pocket. In fact, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you probably already have ESPN Plus as a part of that amazing Disney bundle. Did you know The Mandalorian is back? Incredible first episode. Spoiler alert, Timothy Oliphant guest stars.
I noticed that. I think what Dan is trying to say, though, is if you're not an ESPN Plus subscriber, it is not us asking you to go into your wallet and pull money out of your account to spend it on us. We're not. If you want to do it, great. We appreciate it. We're not asking you to
do it. Oh, I'm asking you to. Please
okay.
do that.
All right. Okay, good.
You think werewolves could be domesticated?
I had no idea.
You know what? What if it's not a full moon and you're having like one of these parties and you just want to show it off and it's just like Ted from Indiana?
What if you get stuck that way because you miss out on whatever it is that changes you back from being a werewolf and then you need to wait another 30 days until you can switch back?
I've seen that in one of the Wolfman movies.
Where are you coming up with 30 days from?
Because a moon cycle, full moon cycle,
full
once
moon.
A month, yeah.
Duh.
So that's how it works? That's how a werewolf works? For 30 days, they're human, or for 30 days, they're werewolves, and then the moon cycle changes, and they go back? My werewolf knowledge, my werewolf game is weak.
Oh, no shame in that, Dan, whatsoever. I'm right there with you. I'm a novice on werewolves also. But I think the way that it works is the full moon comes out, you transform into a werewolf, and then the full moon, you know, night ends, and you go back. But what if something happens where you miss it, right? And then you're stuck as a werewolf and you have to go into your everyday job as a wolf. And they're like, is there something different? I wonder if werewolves are like Tim Allen and the Santa Claus, where you try to shave your arms or your face or wherever your werewolf hair is and it just grows back immediately.
Didn't that happen in Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox?
Believe it did. Did you know that if you shoot a werewolf with a silver bullet, they become human, but then like the silver just returns back to its original form and the humanoid can live in some movies. It depends on which one. You can also kill one by decapitating. But I feel like that's pretty universal across the board.
Help me with something. Among that kind of creature, and I don't know what's in the family of that creature. Is it it's vampires? Is it Frankenstein? Like, isn't the werewolf sort of a second tier?
Frankenstein was the doctor. It's a common misnomer that the monster was Frankenstein. No, the monster was Frankenstein's monster. In fact, if you read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, the real monster is Dr. Frankenstein.
I don't think you used misnomer correctly.
I have no idea. I don't even know what it means.
Is it Mr. Nomer?
Right. Are you saying that a werewolf is a second-tier creature, like a second-tier monster?
First of all, what I'm asking you guys is what is the classification and the group, and what goes into the classification and the group that is with the werewolf? Is it vampires? It's werewolves? What else is in those classifications?
Did you ever see the movie Monster Squad?
I did not.
All the monsters are in there. You got Dracula, you got the mummy, you got the Frankenstein monster. Like, all of them are in there. Actually, a cult, classic. You should see the movie.
I'm pretty sure I used misnomer right.
I think misnomer means what you think it means. I just don't think that was the place to put it.
I'm like a dog with a bone on this one. I'm wrong.
So, Roy, the tier ones are in that movie? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Right in that movie.
Okay.
So is the werewolf indeed a second tier? When you think of vampires are first ballot Hall of Famer. First of all, we're agreeing they're just monsters. Is that what we're saying they are? That's the classification for a werewolf?
And a werewolf's in that movie as well.
Yeah. But in Bram Stoker's Dracula, Dracula can also become a werewolf. Some vampires can become werewolves.
What?
Yeah, you didn't watch Bram Stoker's Dracula with Keanu Reeves and his amazing English accent?
I broke up with a woman because she started crying during that.
Yeah, I had the video game.
What?
That was a video game.
Bram Stoker's Dracula was a video
Keanu
game?
Keanu Reeves, and you have to escape like Gary Oldman's castle. That movie was terrifying for a little kid. Holds up, too. Best Dracula, Gary Oldman. That guy can do anything.
I can see the similarities, actually. Like, Patino, it's not a big stretch to see him as a werewolf, is it? I mean, look, think about it.
Well, he's a
hair on the face.
Ooh, shapeshifters. Is that what we classify them as? Shapeshifters.
That's a pretty good guess right there. I was unaware until right now that vampires could become werewolves. Put that on the poll, Guillermo. Did you? Is it anywhere other than Bram Stoker's world that could happen?
It's a misnomer. I have werewolves kind of in a lower category, you know,
you
of monsters.
Underworld?
It's like, you know, Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, what category is that? That's not a shapeshifter.
Bigfoot.
Though.
There's only one Loch Ness Monster, Nessie.
What about the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Good
point. Oh, that's a monster.
Yeah.
That's a monster.
So there's like, I guess Universal gave us a template, right? There are just classic movie monsters. And you just have to come from the Universal canon.
You can't put Loch Ness Monster with werewolves and a vampire.
Right, because the Loch Ness Monster, as we know, is all real.
Right. And why can't I do that? I
mean, because that's not the same classification, is it?
No.
Non sequiturs.
Yeah.
I think Loch Ness and Bigfoot are in the same category.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Along with Chupacabra. That's right. A different category.
Right.
I believe the category for that is myth. It's a myth.
No, it's not.
A myth. It's absolutely, yeah, it's folklore.
No. Nessie's real.
No, I saw Only in Dade put up the Chupacabra like 16 months ago.
Boom.
Is there a distinction between the abominable snowman and Bigfoot? Or is he just kind of like a polar bear and a grizzly bear where they live in separate places,
wow,
but they're the same thing?
Okay, hold
excellent
on a minute.
Question,
so man. Wait a minute. That so what? Let's just, once and for all, let's get this grouping together. It is the Loch Ness Monster. In this classification of whatever it is, myth, Billy, what did you call it? Starts with an F. What did you call it?
I don't know. Fairy tale. No, fact.
Folklore.
I don't know.
Oh, fact.
Folklore.
You called it
folklore.
A fact. I didn't. Folklore, yes.
Yeah.
So you've got the Loch Ness Monster. You have Bigfoot. You have the Chupacabra. Do you have? You must have the Abominable Snowman, correct? That's in there as well? Although, I don't think, what the hell is the Abominable Snowman? I know what
it is. A Yeti. It's a Yeti.
It's a tongue twister.
So, I wonder what the hell, does that go in there? I don't feel like that. I feel like that's a second or third tier monster. I don't feel like we spend any time talking about the snowman.
No, it's just different societies call the same thing different names. So, Bigfoot in like North America, Yeti, you go in other parts. Sort of like it's Santa in certain places and Jolupuki in others.
Yetis also have become a very sympathetic creature as well, though, Dan, because of global warming, we know now that Yetis at some point in the future may disappear if we don't change.
That's the polar bear. That is not...
No, there's very sad videos of Sarah McLachlan singing mm-hmm. while a Yeti is dying.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Abominable Snowman is Bigfoot in winter. I think they're the same person.
Wait
the
a minute. That, wait, really?
Yes. They're
wait
the same mythical creature.
Wait yeah. a minute.
Is this like playoff Rondo?
This can't be right. This can't, this can't be what you guys... Wait a minute. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Is the Abominable Snowman just Bigfoot in winter?
No, I think if there's a family cookout, Bigfoot and the Yeti are fighting over the barbecue.
So they're cousins.
They Absolutely. Can't. They can't be at the barbecue because it's too cold out. They wouldn't have a barbecue outside because the snowman isn't going to be at a barbecue.
Why would like, wait? Why that seems counterintuitive. If we sit around a campfire and make s'mores, we might as well grill.
You kind of just need to find a place that has both climates, like Alaska. Everybody assumes Alaska is just always cold, but there's very nice areas of Alaska where it's not just snow.
I feel like the snowman is something and someone that no one spends any time thinking about or fearing. It's really sort of like a flea market version of the myth. I don't feel like
cute, the snowman.
I don't feel like anyone is spending any time. You don't dare say abominable, right? You're scared of it?
Abominable. Oh, yes, I am.
What do we do with Sasquatch, right?
What do
Sasquatch,
we do with Sasquatch?
Is he the same as Bigfoot?
That's just
or is
a synonym.
He another cousin?
Isn't that just a synonym? Sasquatch is a synonym for Bigfoot. I don't think the Abominable Snowman is a synonym for Bigfoot.
Yeah, again, see my Santa Claus analogy.
The thing is, the Abominable Snowman is not an actual snowman. You know, he's not going to melt if you put him next to a barbecue grill. He's furry like Bigfoot. That's why I say Bigfoot in winter is the Abominable Snowman. It's just, they're like kissing cousins, you know?
Billy, I need your help here though, because I think you just told the story of the polar bear that's going extinct. I don't think that anyone was real concerned that the thing that doesn't exist, the snowman, is actually melting and going, isn't it? And is endangered.
You know what? We should ask McGill today.
But it's not real.
He's not a monster expert. I mean,
he's seen ghosts. He may sign off on the there chupacabra and the abominable snowman. That's a tricky one.
I know. Nessie's one we shouldn't really be scared of, right? Because unless we're in like Loch Ness, I feel like Nessie's not going to come out and attack us.
Do you really think that maybe one of those things is real?
If one were to be real, which one do you think has the best
chance? I think like Megalodon.
That is real, though.
Yeah, but I think like maybe there's still a Megalodon out there in the deep caverns of the ocean.
But it never comes out?
No, like it when it dies, it just sinks to the bottom. I mean, the ocean is so vast, Dan.
That is correct. The universe is vast and the ocean is also vast, but we've studied space more than we've studied the ocean.
Yeah, you know, like about a mustard seed.
I can't think of anything more terrifying than the deep sea. Like there is absolutely, in my way of having the listing of fears, being in a submarine in the deep sea is something that is just totally horrifying to me.
How about DK Metcalf chasing you down?